Salam sejahtera bersama saya Rizal Zulkapli, dan pada 22 Julai ini Ocean Vantage akan disenaraikan di Bursa Malaysia. Ocean Vantage ditubuhkan pada 2011 dan adalah salah satu pemain dalam industri minyak dan gas di Sarawak. Ocean Vantage ketika ini mempunyai kehadiran dalam 15 pasaran dan memberikan perkhidmatan kepada 5 syarikat minyak dan gas. Penyenaraian ini akan berikan dana sekitar 21.4 juta ringgit kepada Ocean Vantage untuk digunakan dalam peluasan perkhidmatan sokongan, perbelanjaan modal untuk segmen minyak dan gas hiliran, modal kerja dan juga perbelanjaan untuk penyenaraian. Melihat kepada industri minyak dan gas semasa dan juga kesan COVID-19 kepada harga minyak, persoalan utama kini adalah adakah ini masa terbaik untuk pelaburan dan juga pengembangan operasi? Ini terutama selepas pengumuman kiraan pelantar cari gali yang diumumkan Baker Hughes yang menurun daripada 1,176 untuk bulan Mei 2020 kepada 1,073 untuk Jun 2020. Kita bersama pengarah urusan Ocean Vantage, Kenny Ronald Ngalin, dan juga pengarah eksekutif Steven Yao Kahtak. Pertama sekali, tarikh penyenaraian tersebut 22 Julai. Dan ketika ini melihat kepada kesan COVID kepada pasaran minyak dan gas semasa global, adakah ini masa yang terbaik untuk Ocean Vantage menyenaraikan IPO ini?
Bagi kami, Rizal, tidak ada masa yang sesuai ataupun tidak sesuai dalam pasaran untuk kami menyenaraikan saham kami. Tetapi kami percaya buat masa ini kami confident lah yang syarikat kami ini boleh macam mana nak katakan, boleh lebih maju dengan hasil yang kami boleh dapat daripada penyenaraian di bursa ACE Market ni lah.
Pada pendapat kami sebenarnya, kalau ini inilah perfect timing, masa kesempatan yang paling bagus untuk kita pergi IPO on the contrary lah. Kerana kan kalau pada pendapat kami, one person crisis is always opportunity to another. You know, kesempatan sekarang ni tidak datang dengan selalu. So we are using these opportunities to be able to go to IPO, raise our funds, get our dana, you know, and then kita mengembang lah di tempat yang kita rasanya harusnya di this prospectus.
I mean, this is the best time for us to strengthen our position here in the market before the next upswing. And we believe the next upswing is going to come maybe next year or anytime next year lah basically. So we believe this is the best time to position ourselves.
You know, Ocean Vantage sekarang ni dalam keadaan yang net cash healthy position. We are in possession of more than 10 million cash in the bank ourselves with our receivables generally outweigh our payable. And with the 21 the million ringgit that we're going to get from the proceeds, this kind of funding is going to give us a lot of opportunities and a lot of expansions possibilities. And when we strengthen ourselves during this downturn, and by having all this fund putting at the right place, performing strategic decision, that is going to move the company forward so much more when it comes to the curve of the upswing for the next cycle. You
know? Dalam masa yang sama, gearing ratio untuk Ocean Vantage juga dalam aliran menurun daripada 0.25 kepada 0.07 pada ketika ini. Masih ada ruang lagi untuk hutang ditingkatkan. Kenapa IPO?
Kenapa IPO? Ha. Kami rasa untuk kami untuk expand dengan lebih agresif daripada kami mendapatkan pinjaman daripada bank dan sebagainya, lebih bagus untuk kami memberi peluang kepada kepada public di luar sana untuk to buy into the company and to be part of our growing story basically. As you can see, our company, we are being led by myself, Steven, executive director Martin, CFO Michael Chang Van Loon. So all of us are still very young. We are basically in our late 30s or early 40s. So basically we have another 20 more years to put into the company. And the company is only about 9 years. We've managed to bring ourselves to this stage whereby we can actually list ourselves on ACE Market. And with like what Steven was saying, you know, with a net cash of 10 million in our bank ourselves, and plus the additional 21.4 million that we raised from IPO, there's only one way, which is to expand further. And we want to expand our range of services, like into underwater diving services, into advanced entity inspections. We want to go into downstream. We believe the downstream, especially the ones in Sarawak, we got Sarawak petrochemical plant that's coming up in Bintulu. There's a lot of oil and gas reserves both in Sabah and Sarawak. And we believe that as a local Sarawak contractor and a Malaysian contractor, there is a lot of things that we can offer in range of services. I mean, all this while we've always been in upstream, kan? I mean, we deal dengan kapal-kapal gerudi and all that. Most of the jobs were there. But semua perkhidmatan yang kami boleh offer kepada kapal gerudi, kita boleh praktikkan juga di sebelah downstream. Yeah, refinery plants, so on and so forth.
I think to also answer Rizal's question a bit more in depth, as in why are we, you know, instead of going for banks and get borrowings and so on, net gearing, because bank borrowings is very limited. You know, when you talk about bank borrowing, we'll go into borrow for certain project basis.
And pada how ketika much money. Ini limited ataupun pada sepanjang
tempoh? No, as in, it's always the time as in being limited, as in that, you know, the access to financial market is not really as fluid and as convenient as an IPO because, for example, because the jobs that we want to do in the future are quite big in nature, we hope to participate in those kind of tender. So as we are able to participate in those kind of tender, we need to be able to access the financial market to be able to raise funds if we have to, you know, and then with better prestige when you are a listed company, the banks are more than willing to borrow you more monies and all those kind of things. So when that kind of thing was put into momentum, it will move very fast if you have a listed entity. That's in our opinion anyway. And furthermore, it's actually a brand for Ocean Vantage to be able to be recognized in the whole Malaysia AIS market, because there's not so many that kind of player in the market, especially oil and gas from Sarawak, for example. There's a few big players there, but smaller player, there's not so much. So in the time of where the Sarawakian contractors are coming to rise to take over the oil and gas market in the whole Malaysia, we hope that with the image that we can give to the market, we can take the opportunities with access to financial market, strengthen our financial basis, coupled with our ability to execute engineering, procurement, construction, and our team that we have out there, is going to put us in a very, very sweet spot to catch the next swing for the uptake of the oil and gas.
Saya berikan beberapa situasi semasa. Kita dapat lihat bahawa harga minyak semasa berada pada sekitar $41-$40 setong. Kemudian dalam masa yang sama, jumlah kiraan pelantar yang diumumkan oleh Baker Hughes untuk bulan Jun terus rendah lagi berbanding daripada bulan Mei, dan ini adalah lebih rendah daripada tahun 2014 ketika jumlah pelantar 3,000 lebih pada ketika itu, dan juga pada ketika ini daripada tahun 2015 jumlah pelantar dalam situasi yang lebih rendah daripada sebelum ini. Dengan mengambil kira kesemua ini dan juga dalam masa yang sama capex daripada Petronas juga yang mungkin dalam sedikit aliran yang menaik, adakah ini tempoh yang baik untuk pengembangan itu sekali lagi, dan juga bagaimana Ocean Vantage melihat kepada masa depan? Kerana kita tahu tiada siapa yang ada crystal ball untuk lihat kepada masa depan, tetapi ini ada
kalau ada bukan bagus kan?
Bagus. ini ada satu tindakan yang dilihat berani mengambil risiko pada ketika ini. 2020 pun tak habis lagi. Bagaimana Stephen ataupun Kenny melihat kepada situasi ini? Kenny dulu?
Kami, okay, bagi kami, for us, we feel that it doesn't matter whether oil prices are going up or going down, basically. Sebab our main bread and butter sebelum ni is kita service kepada drilling rigs, kapal gerudi. So, kapal gerudi ni, okay, masa dia aktif, it's good lah kan. Banyak kerja dan sebagainya. Tapi bila dia dah tak aktif, dia kena warm stack ataupun cold stack, kami juga memainkan satu peranan penting di mana kami still provide maintenance services untuk kapal gerudi tersebut. You know, even preservation, cold stacking the rigs itself. And then mana tahu bila tiba masa ni untuk reactivate balik kapal gerudi ni kan, kami juga dapat to offer our services. And this is what's been happening in the past couple of years. I mean, kalau Riza ingat, tahun 2015, tahun 2016, you know, I mean, there was a global downturn in the oil and gas industry. And during that time, dalam Malaysia contohnya, at that time we had almost, I think about what, 30-35 drilling rigs kat pesisiran pantai Malaysia. And then what happened was, this number tiba-tiba jatuh. Sampai satu ketika, dia sampai maybe about 5-6 rig. And even during that time, we managed to actually do a lot, because bukan saja kita service the active rigs, but even the non-active rigs that was stacked in Labuan, in Kembaman and all that, we were also servicing by providing maintenance services, preservation services, supply of manpower dan sebagainya. So we don't see much of that affecting us even now, actually. And then furthermore, sekarang ni kami ingin memperluaskan kita punya services to the downstream, to all the refineries, whether it's East Malaysia or West Malaysia. And tapi pada masa ini, kami punya focus will be on Bintulu Sarawak lah, sebab being a Sarawak contractor, we believe that's more advantageous for us.
Cakap tentang downstream, ada pelbagai inisiatif kerajaan yang diumumkan, termasuk security untuk gas supply dan juga pembangunan downstream, dan Malaysia sebagai region hub ataupun hub serantau untuk oil and gas. Bagaimana Ocean Vantage melihat kepada peluang yang wujud dalam perniagaan dan juga sektor-sektor downstream ini bergerak ke hadapan? Tadi Stephen menyatakan bahawa menjangkakan tender-tender di masa hadapan akan datang. Adakah ini juga mengambil kira apa inisiatif kerajaan yang wujud pada ketika ini?
Yeah, I mean exactly what you are saying. You know, Malaysia is moving towards that petrochemical hubs of the region, or at least and very busy petrochemical activities for the next few years. If we don't even talk about Bengerang that's happening right now, that's already been done, you know, we're talking about futures potentials in Bintulu that we see for the next 5 years. There are going to be so many petrochemical activities around that region. And that's why, coupled with our identity as a Sarawak company, so we want to be there, based there, and ready to serve the market. And I mean, we think that this opportunity is perfect for Ocean Vantage because we are a very young company. You know, now that we've IPO, we have access to financial market. We have enough financial muscles to go there and be there to potential gather the opportunities from this uptick. Yeah, so we think that perfectly this is a very good opportunity for us. And I think every local player should try to get a piece of the pie from this industry uptick. And because anyway, we are able to do this kind of work because we have been in the oil and gas for how many years in Malaysia? More than 100, probably 100 years, you know? So we have the team, we have the ability, and we have the execution power as in everybody else and see, because with all the projects that we have done in the past, Malaysia and also especially Sarawak contractor has been very capable in achieving all those project milestones given by the company. So in line with the Sarawak government also to try to push for petrochemicals activities in Bintulu, we want to be there to make sure that. That's why the IPO, I mean, there's not so much of in that, you know, you want to stay as a small player, you know, or just you want to move yourself into a better league and move into a higher league to compete with the bigger player. And that's exactly how Ocean Vantage want to position ourselves.
Dan 40% daripada hasil IPO tersebut akan pergi kepada downstream ataupun hiliran pengembangan di sektor hiliran lagi. Ya. Kemudian saya dapati bahawa pendapatan datang daripada pemberian ataupun supply of manpower 41% untuk tahun 2019 datang daripada supply of manpower. Kenapa tak difokuskan kepada segmen ini sahaja bergerak ke hadapan?
Well, I mean, memang kita akan continue untuk fokuskan ke segmen ini. Manpower continue to be our bread and butter. And that is one thing that we're going to continue to look after and grow organically. I mean, we have enough team that is able to manage that right now because the team has already been up there for a good few years now. So we continue to expand on that segment in the speed that we want to be. And I mean, this manpower that we are doing right now is also in line with what we're going to do in the downstream.
Okay.
You know, because with the manpower that we have, for example, the scaffolders, welder, fitters, and electricians, mechanics, all those people are needed in the downstream expansion. So when Kenny was saying that when we are coupling the expansion in offshore and onshore, we are doing a expansion quite organically, as in, because we are not talking about today you are selling a papaya and tomorrow you are selling a sabun, for example. It's quite different. But today we are selling a papaya, but tomorrow we are selling apple, for example. Things like that. We are moving. We're using our expertise that we already built over the years, and then we tweak it, we improve it, we innovate a little bit with our engineering ability, we have our engineering research. We will go there and serve the downstream. We are already doing currently in the downstream, and we are achieving reasonable good milestone in Bintulu progress. Although very, very small relatively compared to some of the bigger players, but we are in good books with Serba Dynamics and you know, Petronas, MLNG, ABF, because we've been servicing them and we achieve a lot of good project milestone. In fact, recently, we just completed one of the projects for Petronas and we are 2 months ahead of schedule in working together with Serba Dynamics. So we see a lot of good energy and see a lot of good synergies. A lot of good things happening around there. And then downstream, for example, in couple with the petrochemical initiative for the next 3 to 5 years in Bintulu, we want to be there to be able to service that. So we have to, and now we are in the right place. And now that we have access to financial market, it's going to put us further into the ability to execute bigger projects.
Kenny bercakap tentang akses kepada pasaran kewangan, tentunya ada respon daripada pelabur yang ditemui sebelum ini. Apakah respon mereka dan juga apakah jangkaan mereka kepada daripada Ocean Vantage? Dalam masa yang sama, apakah nilai tambah yang akan diberikan kepada pelabur individu berbanding dengan pelabur institusi?
Okay, Untuk menjawab soalan tu, Rizal, I mean, a lot of the investors that we've met, high value income, high net value individuals and all that, and also business associates. At the moment, all I can say is that they're very positive about us. Semua good remarks, good comments and all that yang boleh dikatakan memberi lebih banyak motivasi. And they believe in us. They know that the services that we are actually providing is relevant, not only the upstream, but also downstream. And they see a lot of potential. Sebab kami ni syarikat yang kecil. So syarikat yang kecil, peluang untuk kami untuk lebih expand, untuk menjadi satu syarikat yang lebih besar dan lebih berjaya is there. I mean, we are one of our biggest advantage is that we are asset light, meaning that kami takkan menggunakan wang yang kami dapat dalam our own net cash ataupun daripada proceeds later on daripada IPO untuk membeli apa saja yang kemungkinan bukan dalam kami punya segment ataupun strategy. Jadi we are very prudent in our spending. But saying that as well, we want to expand into a lot to add more value to our services. Jadi all the investors that they are seeing a lot of potential basically. As I said, we are asset light. We can scale our operations from something that's small to something that's big, so we don't take unnecessary overheads.
To strengthen what Kenny was saying, we're still relatively a young player in the oil and gas. Since inception of 2011, it's only been around 9 years. I mean, we are considered small to a certain extent, so they see us as a... If you invest in us right now, and the message to the individual investor could be that if you're investing in Ocean Vantage today, you're investing in a young company, aspire to be very, very big in the future.
And very cheap.
And very cheap. At the moment, cheap, because of the looking at the size of the company and the ability to generate the potential return to the investor. So I think they should see us as a good potential to achieve growth in their investment portfolio.
Okay, harganya
26 sen sahaja.
26 sen sesaham, dan juga ia akan disenaraikan pada 22 hari bulan.
22 hari bulan yang coincidentally is also Sarawak Day. So it's a public holiday in Sarawak and all that.
Okay.
Tapi it's also a historical, most important is a historical day for a company like us from Sarawak untuk disenaraikan pada Sarawak Day.
Okay. Dan pada ketika ini ini adalah tempoh untuk pelancaran IPO-nya.
Correct.
Orang boleh mula melanggan pada bermula.
Boleh mula melanggan sekarang. Okay. Pelancaran IPO berlaku pada 30 hari bulan Jun, which is Selasa yang baru ni. Dan penutupan IPO adalah pada 9 hari bulan Julai, diikuti dengan balloting pada 14. Dan semua pembeli yang berjaya akan diinform pada 21 hari bulan Julai. Dan tarikh kami akan disenaraikan adalah pada 22 hari bulan Julai.
Okey, kita lihat pada hari penyenaraian nanti sama ada akan ada premium dan juga ataupun diskaun pada ketika itu. Dan kita ucapkan selamat maju jaya kepada Ocean Vantage dan juga Kenny Ronald Ngalin dan juga Stephen Yao Khatab membincangkan berkenaan dengan penyenaraian Ocean Vantage bersama kami pada 22 hari bulan Julai nanti. Kita akan pergi berehat seketika, kembali selepas itu.